You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of Big Time Hoops. We got the first ever Big Time Hoops fantasy draft. Doing the boys edition this week. Like I just mentioned with the guys here, we're going to ride out the momentum that Trophy Mode stirred up this week with the boys' rankings. We're just going to jump into it, kind of do something fun as we await the start of the season here. We're dying for some basketball, so a little something fun we can do. And this draft is occurring during the NBA draft, same time. This is more important. This is big, more big time than the NBA draft. And I got some big timers here with us. We're going to start off with the man we had on this week. What a week for Trophy Mode. He comes back. He's flooding the streets with mixtapes again. He's got his player rankings out. And now he's on the first ever Big Time Hoops fantasy draft. Trophy Mode, what's good, man?
Yeah, I mean, I told you I was going to start dropping some mixes. I've been trying to put them out there on a lot of the platforms and just try to, you know, make some kids feel good and let some kids make some people remember what their games were like. You know, a lot of people don't see some of these kids at all, like Brady, who I dropped today. It's clear down in York. Which is, you know, mile 7 on the I-95, you know, that's a long ways away from a lot of us. I'm fortunate enough that he came up to the Portland area a few times and I got down to York a few times, but he's a phenomenal athlete. It's sucks that we lost him to Massachusetts prep school, but he's doing what's best for him, reclassed. And I think, like, once he gets his body ready for the next level, he's a tremendous prospect. I know New England recruiting reports got him ranked number 12 in Mass already in that class. So, like, it's cool. And you know, I dropped Peyton Jones and Mike Connolly this past week too. And I got probably like 30 more mixes that I can drop in the next couple weeks. So, you know, trying to get some kids out there. I got some of Mikey's kids coming up. It's this guy's birthday. You guys don't know, I got David Almasambo mix coming up. I know he'll be happy about that. So kick it over to him.
Yeah, let's go to the birthday boy. We got Mikey Harmon making his debut. And as you can tell by the what's on his chest, XLP. Mikey, what's going on, man? How you feeling tonight?
Oh, man. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys having me. Everything's good, man. Just enjoying my birthday, you know?
Absolutely. So this is your first time on the pod. These other two guys have been on here before. So let's dig into Mikey a little bit. So part of XLP down there in Portland, why don't you just let everyone know exactly what you got going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's our own brand. You know, we were with Blue Wave for a while and, you know, we decided to make a move so we could do our own thing. And we've just been building it up. You know, we're going to keep going and hopefully some of these kids take this over someday and it becomes something that goes on for a long time, long after me, you know.
A lot of good kids in that program too, and I'm guessing we're probably gonna hear some of those names picked tonight. I would think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I might be biased on my fantasy draft.
That's all right. That's all right. You got the talent for it. You might as well.
I guess so. Yeah.
Our third captain tonight, we got Ben Tier making. I don't know what this is. What, like second, third, fourth appearance? Ben is the day one guy. He's our original guy, and he's back for the fantasy draft after just putting in work. You just mentioned he was working out with some kids who might get drafted tonight, maybe, right?
For sure. Going to go a full tier training list. That's a certain one.
So there might be some bias here tonight, but I mean, you guys got the talent. I mean, you guys are working with kids that are some of the premier kids in the state. So before we jump into them, we find out what order we're drafting in real quick. I'm going to go back to Ben. You can build your team however you want. So how do you build your team? You start with a guard, you start with a big, like what's your approach to put a team together?
Yeah, definitely point guard. It's going to be interesting to see what the other guys pick and then go from there. I got a few tricks up my sleeve. I've been planning this. I'm a little competitive. So it's just going to be fun, though. It'll be fun to hear all these names and, you know, just like Trophy Mode's list the other night, you know, just get these kids excited for a season, man, and just, you know, kind of steamroll it and get some things going for them so we can have some fun.
Absolutely. Mikey, how about you? You kind of like run a team already. So how are you going to build your fantasy team versus how you run XLP?
I mean, you want to start with bigs because there's not that many bigs in the state. So if you can round off a couple nice bigs, then the guards will fill in, you know.
All right, and Trophy Mode, how about you? What's your approach?
I'm just going best player available, man. Best player available, and you know, I think with these guys having some ties to some kids, maybe I'll get somebody to drop to me. Maybe I'll get a sleeper that's down my list a little bit. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see how deep you go on your big board. And I'm curious how many names you have on your big board. We're going to find out shortly, though. So draft rules tonight. We're going to do a six-player draft for each individual. So basically a starting five and a six-man. They can draft however they want. And it's going to be a snake draft. So the order will be 1, 2, 3. Then whoever gets the third pick will get the fourth pick. Whoever the second pick gets the fifth pick. And then back to the guy with the first pick and just kind of go that way. So we're going to get this figured out in 1 second here. All right. So I got your names right here on a piece, a couple pieces of paper. I'm going to shuffle them up real quick. We'll see who goes first and figure out this order. So the third pick is going to belong to Mikey. Mike got the third pick. Which isn't a bad spot. You get that 3 and 4 pick right there. You can package a couple good players together. Trophy mode is going second.
Damn. Yeah, Timberwolves me. Let's get it.
Number one overall pick. And so with that, we kind of know where you guys are going in terms of how you want to build your team. First overall pick in the first ever big time fantasy draft. Ben, you're on the clock, man. Who are you going with?
I got to go with my guy, Cash McClure.
Real quick, thought process behind making Cash McClure your number one overall pick. Why Cash?
Oh, he's a dog. He's competitive. He can do a little bit of everything. And I think everyone saw in that that state game last year, you know, when it's at its biggest competition, he shows up. And I need someone like that on my team. So.
So you mentioned the state game. How has he improved from the state games? Now you've probably been the one who's seen him the most or worked with him the most. How's it going to be different going into his senior year here?
Yeah, it's really interesting because his dad just dropped like a little highlight tape of him today. And we were talking about it and, just little things like his elevation on his shot in the mid range, being able to make better moves and reactions off his triple threat game. I think that was something I really wanted him to learn was, to be able to kind of simplify the game, not make everything so complicated. I think just continue to build on what always he's good at and smoothing some things out with his shot. But he's ready. He's excited. And we're praying for a season.
Cash is having a week. He got voted preseason Mr. Basketball pick on Big Time Hoops. Now the number one overall pick. What a week for Cash right here.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to our second overall pick. Trophy mode. You're on the clock with your first round pick here.
I mean, we know who I'm taking. I already talked about it on the other pod. I'm taking Peyton Jones, number two. I think, that was a no-brainer, especially after Ben took Cash. So
it's kind of like 1A and 1B, you think, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both dogs. I mean, they both went to the state game last year as juniors in their respective classes, and I think they both can score at three levels, and so I'm happy with Peyton calling to me. So.
All right. Now we're going to our third overall pick, Mikey's first round selection. So Peyton and Cash are off the board. Who are you going with?
All right, I'm going to stick with the guards. I'm going with David. I'm going with David from Lewiston.
All right. And talk to us about David a little bit. He's one of those guys who kind of made some noise last year and probably going to make a lot of noise this year. So for those that aren't familiar with David, talk to us about David.
Yeah, David's going to make a lot of noise this year. Leadership, he's the engine of that Lewiston team that I think is going to shock a lot of people this year. They have a lot of pieces, really shoots it well from outside, but can really get in the paint, can dish the ball. He can play defense. He's never a mismatch, no one, his size doesn't hold him back from guarding anybody. He's got huge upside, and everyone's going to see it this year.
All right. So first three picks, all three picks were guards, and we're coming right back to Mikey. You get the next pick. So your second round selection, who are you going with?
Dylan Griffin.
All
big,
right.
Big man from TA. Right. Yeah, I think he's the best player in the entire state. I think Dylan Griffin is the best player. I think he's the biggest mismatch. Nobody can stop him. He can do everything. He can play at all three levels. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. I mean, he's gonna be big. He'll be in the running for player of the year this year if there's a season.
It's tough, Mikey. Okay.
that was a tough one. I know. I had that one.
That was a curveball, my man. That was a curveball.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Why'd you pick him with your second pick and not your first pick if you think he's the best player in the state?
Because I wanted my guard first. I wanted my guard leader. David's my guard leader. That's my man.
Okay. Fair enough. We're going back to trophy mode here with your second round draft pick. Who are you going with?
With my second pick and number, what is this, number five overall?
Five overall.
I'm going to take Andrew Suez. I'm going to come up to your neck of the woods.
All right.
Take Suez. Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's in that mix for top player overall, most recruited player in the mix for most recruited player in the state. So I'm going to go with Andrew Suez.
So your first two picks, Peyton Jones and Andrew Suez, how you think they do together on the team?
Great. I mean, I got to see them up close and personal, both played for Blue Wave last year. So I was following them a lot out of state. Andrew, I think, is going to take a big leap, as we talked about on the other pod. Now that he has the keys, now that Westrich and Martin and some of those other kids are gone. And I really think, you know, the work that he's putting in is going to pay off. He's a guy we talked about can play point forward at six. He's probably close to 6'7" now, 6'6", 6'7", and can guard at 1 through 5 in the state of Maine at least. So Peyton can hold his own at least 1 through 4, if not 1 through 5 against, you know, a lot of teams that don't have a huge big. So I got, you know, versatile defenders, and I definitely got two guys that can put the ball in the hole, and he can shoot the three ball. So I've still got the pick and pop. You know, I was hoping to get Dylan to have that chemistry between Peyton and Dylan, but I've still got that big pick and pop threat with Suez. So
okay, I like it so far. We're back to Ben. So your second round selection, 6th overall. Who you going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacob Farnum. And the reason is, outside of just his playmaking and his scoring ability, you know, we were talking about this trophy just tonight where, you know, Cash averaged about 4.5 steals a game and Jacob was in 5.2 or 5.3 steals a game. So, you know, they can get in those passing lanes and they can really cause a lot of havoc and push that tempo. And they were itching to be on your top 10 defensive list. So, you know, they want to compete. I like guys that can compete on both ends. You know, Cash is 6'2", Jacob's about 6'3", 6'4". So I like my 1 and 2 right there on the offensive side. And then Jacob, obviously he can shoot it. So we got good spacing as well.
And Jacob's another one of those guys that has seen his stock rise this summer too. Someone you probably seen a little bit of. What can you say in terms of his improvement this summer?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I've been trying to push Jacob with is for his maturity is, you know, not being afraid to get into the paint and make things happen there. I think he settles sometimes for a shot. And you know, what that kind of does is, it starts to make him easier to be guarded. And I think some of it is his size. He's got to put on a little bit more size, which I think he will do over the years. But man, you know, just with tonight in our session, he's really doing well with playing through contact, competing and, you know, getting after it and really getting into that paint and then just freeing up his shot more. So, that's been a big thing. And then finding rhythm in his three. You know, I was just talking with his AU coach just the other night, and you know, he was hitting 4 or 5 or 6 threes on Bridgeton. So when they play them, so it's just really good to hear that his hard work is paying off, and he's a competitor. That's what I like most about him.
All right, heading into our third round here, right back to Ben. So your 3rd overall selection, 7th overall. Who are you going with?
Yeah, this one's tough. I think I'm gonna go with Big John. From Edward Little. And the reason is he can compete and bang with Dylan, but he also has lost a tremendous amount of weight. I've never worked with John personally, but he's a great guy. I speak to him almost every couple of weeks when I'm down in the Auburn area. And he looks thinner and he looks a little bit more toned. And I know he's on a weightlifting program right now. So, you know, I think we all know John has a great outside shot. He has great moves in the post. And if you want my honest opinion, I don't even think a lot of people have seen John's full potential. I think in the offense that he's in, he sometimes is hidden in a specific role. And, you know, so I think John can get up and down the floor a little bit more this year, or he will. So that's why I took him. I think we can keep our speed and keep our length. And then obviously, you know, either contain or start working around Dylan.
All right. one of those guys who's probably going to have a bigger role this year and maybe bust out one of those breakout candidates for this year. Looking forward to this winter. Back to trophy mode. Your third pick to go along with Andrew Swez and Peyton Jones. Who you going to pair him with?
It's tough because I really want to go with another another big here that's a defensive big. But there's a guy left on the board that I feel like the first two guys I've taken can play enough D that I don't need to take that backline defender yet. Although I feel like that would really make us tough to score on. I know Ben's taken two good defensive guards so far, but I'm going to go with Wyatt Hathaway right here because I got three guys now that are going to be probably Wyatt's already been over 20 points a game, but I feel like I've got three that are going to be at that level or in the mid 20s this year in scoring based on their role. And Wyatt is just a competitor. I mean, I saw it probably, I know like what he's done on the football field, and I know that they've had some success as a team as in basketball, not gotten to where he probably wants to be yet. Hopefully we have a season and Levitt can make that run. But Wyatt showed a lot of competitiveness at tier camp this year, individually and on his team, and really showed me some of that fight. And I already knew that he was a great, a very skilled scorer. And the last couple of times that I've seen him offensively, he's just been sticking it. He's just been sticking the mid range. He's sticking the three ball, and he's aggressive to the rim and getting to the foul line. And I think putting him on a team with Peyton and Andrew, he's going to have less to have to do offensively, and he's going to be able to like just fill in on possessions whenever he needs to and not have to carry it the whole time. And I really think he'd be just outstanding in that role. And I hope that he gets to show that at the college level in the coming years.
Absolutely. Great picks. Not a great name so far. I'm going to Mikey with your third round selection here so far. David Omasambo and Dylan Griffin. Who are you going with the next pick?
I'm going with the kid, Evan from Brunswick. I don't know his last name.
Kilfoyle.
Yeah. I've only seen him a couple times, but his talent is huge. I mean, really composed player, plays both sides of the ball well. I mean, I watched him in the top 30. I don't think the kid made a mistake. I mean, he was like so solid with the basketball. You know, he was finding open guys. He was finishing every time that he was at the rim. I mean, he really, really impressed me. I don't remember him from the past, but I'm interested to see him play school basketball this year. I think he's going to be really, really tough for that team.
Absolutely. Great pick. I like the way your team's rounding out too. A lot of balance, and you got the next pick too. So heading into the fourth round here, your fourth pick for your team, who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm going with Shuaire Mayan from Lewiston. 6'7", 6'8", long defender. Just crazy, crazy upside. I mean, hasn't even touched the surface yet of what he's going to be. He's looking at a lot of prep schools and things right now because he's got huge, huge upside based on his athletic ability and some of his just natural instincts defensively.
Yeah, so that's one of your guys right there too. So what have you seen in terms of development just this summer? Like, where has he improved upon?
He works with Carlos Gonzalez a lot, who was, you know, he went to CM and Thomas. He was a real good college player, post guy. So he's really picking up on the post game. I mean, just instinctively, his athletic ability can make up for some of the IQ stuff defensively, but he's starting to pick up on that stuff too. A lot of the times he's just in the right spot now, making it tough.
Another one of those Lewiston guys too, right? Another reason why people should be excited and look out for Lewiston this winter, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can slide Dylan over to the four because I don't know if anyone's seen this, but man, the way this guy makes outlet passes, he's like Maine's Kevin Love, the way this guy gets rebounds and makes outlet passes full court, like on a dime.
Like it.
So slide him to the four, put Shuaire at the five.
These teams are rounding out pretty good here. We're going back to trophy mode. So your fourth pick in the fourth round here, who are you going with?
Can't believe this has happened where I feel like I was, you know, I talked about this before I made my last pick about wanting the big, but he came back to me. I'm going to take the number one player in the incoming junior class. TJ Hennigan from Hamden to shore up my back line with Suez. And, you know, TJ is a kid that helped Hamden to the state championship in Class A last year, averaged over 5 blocks a game, and is really stretching his game out to where I feel like last year maybe he'd take an outside shot here or there. Now I can see that coming to be a consistent part of his game. And that's what, you know, he's not 7 feet. He's in the 6'8" range. So he's going to have to be able to, colleges are going to want him to be able to shoot outside of the paint, you know? So him adding to that part of his game is going to be really important. And that'll help free up the paint for Peyton Wyatt and Suez to make drives as well. So
another skilled player. And that's what I'm noticing too across the board. Just a lot of kids that just are well-rounded and a lot of talent. And TJ Hennigan, another one of those guys who's probably going to have a bigger role this year and a bust out star this winter for Hamden. Back to Ben. So Ben, so far you got Cash McClure, Jacob Barnum, and John Shea. Who are you going with next?
JC Cormier. I think he's very, very underrated. And I don't think people understand how much he's improved this offseason. He was on almost nobody's list last year. He's been, he's been on the New England recruiting report list from the camp they did at XL, a month or a couple weeks back. And his defensive tendencies are very, very good as well. And he competes, him and Cash go together a lot of times in sessions and they go back and forth. And he scores on Cash almost just as much as Cash scores on him. And I don't think people would think that right away from his game last year or from maybe looking at him. But I think he is one of the best shooters in the state. And I've seen him catch fire in games, especially at the top 30 weekend. And I swear to you, he hit 6 or 7 in about 8 or 9 plays in our Sunday last day on the weekend. So I think he can give us spacing. I think he's a great defender, and I think he competes as well. So, I really like that pick. And I can't believe he hasn't been picked up by now.
Yeah. Good pick right there. Good value. Another reason why Miranda Cook's probably got to be one of the favorites to go back to the state game again this year. If not win it all, at least get back there. So that was your fourth pick. We're coming right back to you for your fifth pick. So who are you going with here?
Yeah, this one's tough. I had TJ in mind. I had Evan, at our camp as well. He came down, ripped from the top of the key, one dribble with his left, and then just punched on someone. So I was thinking of Evan, but I really like this kid, Will Harriman. I think he's very solid. I think he does his job. He won't be someone that just, I think, wows you or catches your eye right away, but he does everything right. A great solid defender. He rebounds. He's always in the right spots. He knows how to move well without the ball. So I think now that gives us, again, better spacing, with Jacob and Cash and Casey being such good facilitators and playmakers, I think it can open up, Will for some shots because I was seeing him at top 30 hit a lot of these corner threes and almost fill out threes. So I think he's an underrated and overlooked pick, but perfect for our squad.
I like it. You mentioned a lot of these kids at the top 30 camp. Who were some of these kids that you've seen improve the most from the first rendition of top 30 camps this past summer? Who were some of the kids that made the biggest jump, you think?
Oh, David was one of them. I'll be completely honest with you, and I was speaking with Mikey about this at camp. I don't think a lot of people knew who he was. And when he came into the camp, he was a top 5 player and just such a good person. Every time he came in, my wife, she works the front desk, he would smile, he'd say hello, always very respectful. So outside of how much he's progressed, I think what catches me the most about him is he's such a good person. And you can really tell by his vibes. So I think not only as a player will he go far, but as a person, that kid's going to be special, man. He has it on and off the court.
All right. Back to trophy mode. Your fifth pick. Go with Peyton Jones, Andrew Suez, Wyatt Hathaway, TJ Hennigan. Who's your fifth guy?
I'm going to take my guy, and I feel like this is a steal at this point. Tegan Hines from York. Point guard, can play off the ball as well. Just a very heady, smart player on both sides of the ball. Played on what a lot of people thought was the best team in the state last year, before they, you know, they fell to Hamden after Brady kind of went down with cramps, when they had the lead early. But Tegan, you know, I've just seen him he's very confident, and I love confident players, when you got to take them into a battle. And obviously if these three teams are facing off, you're going to have confidence, in your game, to go up against any of these lineups. So I'm going to take him as a distributor, shooter, and a guy that also plays the passing lanes really, really well. So,
all right. Great balance there. Back to Mikey. So your fifth pick to go with, David Omosambo, Dylan Griffin, Evan Kilfoyle, Chwen Mayan. Who's your next guy?
This one's going to shock you guys a little bit, but I'm super confident in this pick. Remy Wani from Deering. He's a incoming 10th grader. Honestly, probably the best on-ball defender that I've coached and one of the best on-ball defenders I've seen. This is a kid that after this season, you guys will look back at this and be like, man, that was actually a steal. Like, this kid, his instincts, the way he shoots the ball. I mean, there's no one on this list that I wouldn't say that he can go one-on-one and he can go check them. His length is just crazy. I mean, he's the only guy I know that just blocks jump shots constantly, like three or four a game. This guy is just running out on closeouts and blocking shots because of his length, you know? So he's my guy. He's the guy that I know probably his senior year. I would probably say he's probably the best player in the league his senior year.
Wow. Okay. There we go. So we've got everyone's starting fives. We're going to go ahead and draft one more guy for each team of six men. And we're right back to you, Mikey, for your sixth man, your last pick for your squad.
All right, sixth man. All right, I've got my bigs pretty well handled. I was debating between JP, Jalen, both really, really good options, but I'm gonna go with my guy Jake Humphrey from Bonnie Eagle as my sixth man. I think he's instant energy off the bench, really shoots the ball well if I need extra shooting. You know, he can check too. I want dogs on my team. Everyone on my team can play defense, so yeah.
I was going to say, you guys got a bulldog unit right there. Just straight defense.
We're calling defense.
Trophy mode. You might be a little bit sad. You just missed out on your boy right there. It's one of your guys, right?
Who was that?
Humphrey.
Oh, I literally had him queued up.
I knew it.
and Mikey has got to see that this kid up close and personal, sitting on the Bonnie Eagle bench for a couple years, and I mean, I can tell you that the first time that I saw him play was at Scarborough, his sophomore year, when Fiorillo was still playing. And he literally changed the game in the fourth quarter with hit just going full court, mm-hmm. locking up the point guards. He took two charges before the guard even got to half court, just one-on-one. One-on-one charges against the point guard before they got to half court, and got a couple steals and finished on, like, and ones on – after he picked their pockets. But that was just the first time I saw him. He literally does that consistently. And I think Zach Matero get a lot of the credit for Bonnie Eagle's success. But I always looked at Jacob as like his other hand, because Jacob made it easier for Zach to defend the good perimeter players in the SMAA. And helped him pressure up and make fourth quarters a living nightmare for opposing guards. And the fourth quarter, you know, SMA games are usually close. So the fourth quarter, you got to have those guys that are fearless and are going to play D and get those stops when you need them. And Jacob's just, another level compared to most kids in Maine, you know. And I see that he just signed his D1 baseball scholarship to UMass Lowell, which is awesome for him. So,
all right. So Trophy Mo, we're back to you for your final pick to go along with your starting five of Peyton Jones, Andrew Suez, Wyatt Hathaway, TJ Hennigan, Tegan Hines. Who you got?
Now I gotta look a little deeper. I'm gonna take a second. Goodness, I want a versatile guy for my sixth man. I'm gonna go a little bit off the board for my own board as far as my, like, but because I haven't seen this kid in a minute, But what I did see from him last year was phenomenal in just the one game that I saw him play live. I'm going to go with Calvin Catchings from Gardner. He missed this spring and summer because of an injury. I saw his dad put up a clip of him crushing a dunk the other day. Said he's up to 6'7", and he's a guard. I just believe in his potential and what I saw. And I wanted a guy that could play across positions. So he's kind of like a Suez light, or maybe similar, very similar to Suez at this point, depending on how much time he's been putting in or able to put in on his game. And I'll take that as my sixth man all day, you know. So, okay. Calvin Catchings.
There we go. Back to Ben. Your final pick to go along with Cash McClure, Jacob Farnham, John Shea, Casey Cormier, Will Harriman. Who are you going with your final pick?
So I'm going to go with Braden Cole from Hamden. And I think he's going to be someone now where Bryce has left that's really going to step up this year. I've worked with a lot of great finishers, and I think Braden is up there with some of the best finishers that I've worked with. He has a very good pace when he gets into the paint. He understands where to move. You know, he understands where the ball needs to go. I think he needs to compete a little more, and I've been trying to push him with that. I love his ceiling, and I think he's really going to shock people this year.
Another one of those Hamden kids. Hamden just pumps them out. They just got the pipeline. They just keep on coming through, keep banging them out and winning state championships. Guys, that's some solid squads right there. I don't really see anyone that I would have left out. I'm impressed. You guys did your work. Very, very well done. We're going to put this up and let the fans vote here. I'm going to put it up online either the day after this comes out or the same day so we can get some fan interaction. But, yeah, excellent job from our captains. Before we get up out of here, I'll go around one more time. Season doesn't start till another month, hopefully, at the earliest. Ben, what do you got going on in the meantime here?
Just continuing to, you know, try to keep these kids motivated and, you know, positive. I think that's been the hardest thing I've seen this offseason is just kind of the mental piece of athletes where everything's an unknown. You know, some of these seniors, they don't know if they've already played their last game. You know, college recruiting is different. Preps recruiting is different. So, you know, it's just trying to keep them at a good, even base and motivate them and just encourage them, man. So I saw something today where we're at like 96% for a vaccine or something. So I'm praying for a miracle and that these kids can have a season and we can just get back to some normalcy, honestly.
Real quick, I saw that you were teasing. You got something big coming for the state of Maine. Can you tease that now? Or are you ready to break that news or we got to wait a little bit still?
I wish. Yeah, we got to wait a little bit more. Just putting some pieces together. But I love, because I'm very competitive, but I love where Maine is going. I think we have some incredible programs, some incredible people like the two guys below me. And, you know, XL, Black Bear, there's a ton. I could go off and name a ton of different programs and people and videographers that are doing, you know, so well. And yourself, Tom, just pushing the culture in Maine. And I think we are going to, in the next 5 years, really, really, really change some things in Maine. And I'm excited to see for these kids where their future is going to be and just Maine basketball over all of it.
I'm anxious to hear what this news is, man. I saw it, and I'm like, I can only imagine what's coming. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer, though. Mikey, how about you? So you guys are probably close to wrapping up the fall season, I would think. What's going on between now and hopefully
the season starts? We just played a tournament in New Hampshire last weekend, so that was kind of our last one for the fall. But we're going to do, like, small group training at XL, a little bit of weightlifting kind of stuff. We're still doing some outside stuff with a lot of my younger guys. And then schoolwork. We're trying to get our schoolwork done. You know, this is a point where a couple of my guys are struggling. So we're really, you know, with the online stuff, it's really difficult. So putting in a lot of extra work in the classroom right now, trying to make sure everyone, you know, gets themselves prepared if there is a season.
Absolutely. And it looks like you guys are grinding. Like, it looks like I see the videos, anyone who follows you guys on Instagram, you guys are just out putting the work in.
Yeah, we are. We go to the beach, we go to the courts, wherever we can get some work in, that's how we do it.
Absolutely. Back to trophy mode. What's going on with you, man, between now and hopefully the season starting on time? What do you got in the meantime?
I mean, hopefully doing some more breakdowns with you. I think we got something in the works for the girls, because we, you're really good about making sure that both girls and guys get equal coverage, which is awesome. I'm going to be putting out some girls mixes, which I'm sure people have been waiting for a while. I got my files finally sorted, so that's good. You're going to see some of the top girls talent that we talk about. You know, we're going to see some mixes. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see the two girls from Portland, Jemima and Amanda. You're going to see Camille. You're going to see a lot of these. Maybe I might even throw some retro mixes in with for Anna DeWolf and Mackenzie Holmes, because I still haven't put out their mixes from 2 years ago. And just trying to keep the focus on the kids, man. Like trying to, like Ben said, trying to keep their you know, their emotions, you know, even as far as, you know, putting, you know, good stuff out there about them, and keeping their hopes alive. And hopefully, you know, our country and state can get things to where they need to be, where everybody can get back on track, because it's been a lot different for a lot of us that are used to like a daily grind and keeping moving with this basketball thing constantly, and trying to find a way to do it, you know, for the kids. So, you know, that's where I'm at. And listening to your podcast, that's what I'll be doing.
Got some big ones coming, big ones in the works. Shout out to all you guys for coming through. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, if there is no season, there's probably going to be a lot more fantasy drafts coming, just to kill the time. But real quick, I'm going to throw one more thing at you guys before we get up out of here. If you guys could pick any player that you've seen in your lifetime from Maine as your number one overall pick for a fantasy draft, start with Trophy Mo. Who would be your number one overall pick from anyone from Maine that you've seen play?
Oh man, that's crazy, because I got to see Nick Caner Medley play live. I got to see Ralph play in person. Ralph Mims. I got to see Nick Mayo in person. I'm gonna have to go with Ralph, because he was a guard, and I feel like he was, that made him more unstoppable. I feel like even though Nick, you know, grew up as a guard and then got to a point where he was a big, you know, it's just hard in Maine with the way the offensive fouls are called. And, you know, he fouled out in the state game against Bangor just because of the way the game is called. I feel like that just gives kids like Ralph an advantage that don't have to deal with just being that much bigger than everybody, although he was a big guard. And he could score from everywhere. And he, you know, he won the head-to-head battle. I mean, not guarding each other, but Brunswick beat Deering in a state final. So I'm going to have to take Ralph, you know, in the legendary performance 1-on-5 against Portland, basically. It was amazing to watch as well. So, I watched him play head-to-head against my best friend, Mark Sacoby, in a scrimmage before Holton won the state game. They went down to Brunswick and played head-to-head. And it was basically Mark and Ralph going back and forth. Ralph had 40 and Mark had 25. Ralph was a senior at that point and Mark was a sophomore in high school. And that was just amazing for me to watch, knowing how good Ralph was and knowing where Mark was headed as a player. But I still got to take Ralph.
You know? All right. How about you, Mikey? Who would you go with?
Well, that's so tough. Yeah, because I feel the same way. Ralph, when I watched Ralph, especially versus that Portland team, when he had like, I don't know, 45, like he was just, that kid was unstoppable. But Jamal's got to be on my list, like Jamal Caterina for sure, just from a talent standpoint. But I don't think, I got to pick Nick. I can't pick anybody except for Nick. Like that's my boy. Like he was so unstoppable. I mean, he's the only one that was ever like a legitimate NBA prospect so far, I'd say, out of Maine. So yeah, I'm going with Caner Medley.
Great picks. How about you, Ben?
So I actually moved to Maine when I was about 12 years old. So I missed a lot of, I think, players up to that point. I was around for like the Ryan Martin era. So, you know, I being a short guard, I loved Ryan Martin. I walked into this Bangor auditorium for the first time ever and I saw Ryan Martin. I can't remember what game it was, but he made like almost a 3/4 half court shot almost off the backboard. But as much as I love Ryan, I got to keep it down East Maine and go with Brandon Toma. Callous back-to-back undefeated season. He was my idol growing up. ever since I moved to Jonesboro, Machias, Maine. You know, I remember he gave us about 35, could lock up, you know, was just a complete winner. And, you know, I was too familiar with the Southern Maine players at that point. You know, in Machias, kind of, you really don't get out that much and see too much. So, yeah, Brandon Tomo was an absolute dog, a beast, and just one of my favorite players. So I'm going to have to keep it down east and go with him.
It's funny you say that because this is going to get put up on Friday. Tomorrow's Thursday, though. My throwback Thursday got tomorrow was Brandon Tomo. That's who I actually got.
No kidding. Dog.
Yeah. What a dog, absolute man. Dog. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, yeah, good stuff right there. Thank you for everyone for coming through here. Like I said, this is going to go up on Friday. Put it up for the fans to vote, and we'll see what the fans say. But these teams are all stacked. A lot of great talent across the entire state. So shout out to our team captains for coming through. Shout out to everyone for watching. And make sure you're tuning in next week for more episodes, more big-time episodes of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And we'll see you then.